the angels as ministering spirits. Now, before we get into that, just a real quick review. We started 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago by looking at a basic definition of angels. I demonstrated to you that angels are mentioned over 300 times in the Word of God between Old Testament and New Testament. That there are 17 Old Testament books that talk about angels. There are 17 New Testament books that talk about angels. We defined an angel as a heavenly messenger charged by God to carry out a particular purpose or commission. We looked at different characteristics of angels. Okay, we talked about, I've been using that illustration with you of like if angels had a baseball card, what would be on the back of it? We talked about the characteristics of angels. We talked about different classifications of angels, different types of angelic beings that God created. We looked at the angelic rebellion and the fall of Lucifer and the trafficking of a satanic policy of evil and plan out there in the heavenly realms that a third of the heavenly angels sided up with the adversary and his rebellion against God. And we looked at how there's been lines drawn in the heavens between those angels, those elect angels that are on the side of God and those fallen angels that are on the side of now Satan or Lucifer in his fallen condition. Last Sunday we looked at the existence of a heavenly sanctuary and tabernacle that is was the pattern for the one that Moses pitched here on the earth. We discussed that the second heaven is the current abode of the fallen angels. We discussed that the third heaven is the current residing place of God, and that God, when He created the universe, He spread it out as a tent, as a curtain for Himself to dwell in, and that one day in the ages to come, the heavenly city, the New Jerusalem, is going to come down and it's going to reside in Zion, just like the Scripture says it will in Psalm chapter 132. And then we also looked at that there's a structure in the heavenly places, a structures of governmental rank and authority that correspond in the heavens with what you see on earth. And we discussed the invisible, by you understand the invisible by looking at the visible things that are seen here. And now this morning, we're going to turn our attention to what do angels do? We know who they are now. We've looked at the different types of angels. We've looked at the fact that there's fallen angels and elect angels. And now what we want to begin looking at this morning is what is it that the angels do throughout the Word of God? What is their job? What are the different things that God has the angels? Why did He create them? What are they supposed to do? Do they sit on clouds all day and eat Philadelphia cream cheese and play harps like in the commercials? Or do they have a purpose? Why did God do this? Okay? And to do that, we could first start... Is this thing working? Must have some angelic interference here. Some of you thought that was funny. Some of you didn't. There we go. Okay. Now we can talk about angels. The first thing I want to do, and we're not going to look at all these verses, I want to talk about angels and their relation to God the Father. Okay? We have seen many of these things already, and so we're not going to look at all these verses. Okay, we're just going to put them before you, and if you want the notes, they'd be available. We've seen Revelation chapter 4. We've seen the throne room of God. We've seen the angels and the 24 elders and the four living creatures that surround the throne. And we saw last Sunday how they sing praise and worship and give glory and honor to God Almighty. And so angels minister to God Himself, and there's a few ways. They praise Him. You remember that they were present at creation and they praised the Lord when they saw the creation of the earth being made. The angels worship God the Father. They participate in the heavenly worship of Him. They rejoice in what God does. They serve Him, those who are still on the side of God, those who are the elect angels. And they are also the instruments of God's judgments upon the earth, as we will see this morning. So you have the angelic witness or the angelic ministry to God the Father Himself, and the angels serve or minister to the Father in these ways. And the main activity is that the angels primarily minister to God the Father in terms of worship and praise to Him. And certainly if there's a job that needs to be done, who is it that commissions the angelic realm to go out and accomplish a particular task? It's God the Father, okay? So they have a relationship to God the Father. But I mostly want to talk to you to start off this morning by looking at the idea of angels as ministering spirits. Come with me to Hebrews chapter 1 and look at verse 13. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 13. Notice what it says. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand? Now that's an interesting statement in and of itself. Who did God the Father say that to? He said it to Jesus Christ. He said it to God the Son. And here the writer of Hebrews says, to which of the angels did God the Father say, sit thou at my right hand? And the answer is what? None of them. He said that to God the Son, Jesus Christ. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Now look at verse 14. He says, are they not all ministering what? Spirits, sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of what? Salvation. So, fundamentally, what are the angels? The angels, it says there in Hebrews 1:14, that they are ministering what? Spirits. They are spirits that God created that minister to God, like we saw in the previous slide, and that also do particular things that God has for them to do. Okay? They are ministering spirits. Now, these verses are the verses that people use to teach the idea that you have a guardian angel. Okay? This is where the idea comes from. And I know that you've all seen It's a Wonderful Life. Right? The angel, what's his name? I don't even remember. Clarence comes down, you know, and he ministers to Jimmy Stewart and so on and gets him to see, you know, how all the people he's affected in his life. Good message in that movie, but is that movie necessarily accurate? That's where the idea of guardian angels comes from. It comes from these verses right here that discuss the angels as being ministering spirits. Now, lest you get confused about what I'm saying, have the angels ministered for God in very real, particular ways throughout the Word of God? That's what we're going to be looking at here this morning. How do they do this? How does this angelic ministry occur? But I also want you to notice a few things specifically about this verse. What salvation is verse 14 talking about? Look at it again. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them? Notice, who shall be heirs of what? The people here that the angels are ministering to, they are specifically described in the verse as those that shall be heirs of what? Now let me ask you a question. If they shall be heirs of salvation, have they received salvation yet? No. So the specific salvation that the specific people that these angels minister to are those people who shall be heirs of salvation, and they have not yet received what? Their salvation. Now that's interesting, because that determines a lot about who the angels minister to. Now, keep that in mind, and let's look at something else. Drop down, if you would, to chapter 2. Chapter 2 of Hebrews, and look at verse 1. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Notice verse 2. And if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. We'll come back and talk about that verse in a little while. Notice verse 3. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Now, chapter 1, verse 14 told you that the angels were ministering spirits sent forth to minister to those who shall be heirs of what? Salvation. You read down a few more verses in chapter 2, and verse 3 and 4 are going to tell you who those people are. Verse 3, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard Him? Now, what salvation was that? What salvation was spoken of by the Lord in His earthly ministry and was confirmed by those who heard Him? The gospel of the kingdom, right? The gospel of the kingdom. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is what? At hand. The time is fulfilled. Mark chapter 1. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent ye and believe what? The gospel. Look at verse 5. I'm sorry, verse 4. God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to His own what? What message was preached by Jesus Christ in His earthly ministry that was confirmed and corroborated by the working of signs, wonders, and miracles? The gospel of what? the kingdom. What does Jesus say to Israel? He says, except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not what? Believe. So the people here that the angels are sent forth as ministering spirits to in the context are people that shall be heirs of salvation. They have not yet received their salvation, and the specific salvation that they have not yet received is defined for you in the passage as being the salvation that was preached by Christ in His earthly ministry and was confirmed by the working of signs, wonders, and miracles by those that heard what He was saying. Now, who did Christ come to in His earthly ministry? He came unto His own and His own what? He was not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Are you starting to see my point here? When these verses, who are the angels sent forth as ministering spirits for? The nation of Israel. Now, you say, well, what do you mean by that? Hebrews, go back to Hebrews chapter 1, look at verse 14 again. I want to make one more point about this. And are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who have been heirs of salvation? Okay? It is important to note that the people in Hebrews 1:14, as I've already said, have not yet received their salvation. Okay? Israel as a nation does not receive salvation and the forgiveness of sins until the kingdom. Come with me if you would to Acts chapter 3. The great day of atonement for the nation of Israel, where they will receive their salvation and the blotting out and the remitting of their sins once and for all is a yet future date for that nation. And in the meantime, in the duration, as they wait for that salvation that is coming to them, the writer of Hebrews says that God has sent forth His angels as ministering spirits to minister to them which shall be heirs of what? Salvation. Look at Acts chapter 3, verse 18. Acts chapter 3, verse 18. But those things which God before has showed by the mouth of all His holy prophets that Christ should suffer, He has so fulfilled. Now look at verse 19. What's the first word? Repent. So Peter here is calling the nation of Israel to do what? Repent. Repent for what? Repent for their part in the death of their own Messiah. Right? Verse 19, repent ye therefore and be converted. Why? That your sins may be what? What's the next word? When the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of who? When does Israel have their sins blotted out? They have their sins blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of who? The Lord. So Israel as a nation, has they received yet that forgiveness of sins that they have coming to them? The answer is what? No. Though they are the ones who shall have salvation and shall inherit eternal life. Verse 20. He shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all His holy prophets since the world began. So Jesus Christ has gone up into heaven. The heavens must receive Him. He's ascended into heaven in Acts chapter 1. He sat down at the right hand of God the Father, awaiting the time when He comes back to make His foes His footstool. And in the meantime, who has been sent forth to minister to those who will be or shall be heirs of salvation? Angels. Ministering spirits. You follow what I'm saying? Now, point number one, all through the history of God's dealing with the nation of Israel, God has used angelic activity and angelic beings to minister to His earthly nation. Come with me, if you would, to Psalm chapter 91. Psalm chapter 91. Psalm chapter 91, and I'm already thinking